Technology has opened the doors in recent years for do-it-yourselfers to complete scientific projects without help from universities or big government agencies. But space exploration is one field that has remained largely out of reach for amateur scientists, those who don't have NASA-sized budgets. Well, now a group of researchers at the University of Michigan is hoping to change that. They want to take tiny satellites and give them a push in a new direction. Stateside's John K. Wilson has more.
Exploring the solar system isn't something that a lot of people get a chance to take part in. It's complicated and really expensive. But in the last few years, space enthusiasts and amateur scientists have found a way to get more involved. They're doing it by building little satellites themselves. They're called CubeSats. J.P. Sheehan is a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Michigan School of Engineering, and he's part of a team of researchers working with these little CubeSats.
Sort of a new idea in space exploration. Instead of making a satellite the size of a truck, we make it the size of a loaf of bread.
They're basically just metal boxes. They're popular in the DIY space community because they're built with off-the-shelf parts. They can be stuffed with cameras and all sorts of other instruments, depending on the builder's interests. And by space travel standards, at least, CubeSats are cheap. Thousands of dollars compared to the hundreds of millions spent on NASA projects. Sheehan estimates that in the past 10 years or so, 150 of these CubeSats have been put into orbit. They're usually put together by groups of amateurs or classes who pay to have their CubeSat catch a ride on bigger rocket missions. They're used as ballast cargo and get dropped off on the way. Once they're up there, they stay in orbit and transmit pictures or other data back down to Earth. But as cool as it is for citizen scientists to have their own satellites circling the planet, Sheehan says that CubeSats still have some serious limits. They're kind of stuck in a rut.
Right now, the door opens out of the rocket. These things get spat out into space and tumble in the orbit that they're left in. They can't go anywhere else.
That's where Sheehan and the other U of M researchers come in.
What a thruster would enable is for them to change orbit, even to leave Earth's orbit, and to go explore the solar system.
Sheehan showed me around the university's Plasma Dynamics and Electric Propulsion Laboratory.
This is the large vacuum test facility. It's a big vacuum chamber. It's 9 meters in diameter, or 9 meters long, 6 meters in diameter.
The lab's main attraction is a massive vacuum chamber. Imagine a two-story propane tank tipped on its side. Scientists use it to simulate the emptiness of space and test plasma propulsion systems for spacecraft, like big communication satellites. But recently, Sheehan's been using a much smaller chamber on the other side of the room. He's working to take the technology that moves big spacecraft and shrink it down to fit the CubeSats that amateurs build themselves. Normally, university projects like this one seek funding from corporations and foundations, but Sheehan says those grants are extremely competitive and can take years. Instead, the U of M team reached out directly to the DIY types who could use this technology. This past summer, they raised over $96,000 from donors on Kickstarter.
Most of the supporters that we had were these sort of people who always dreamed of being an astronaut when they were kids, and to some degree haven't lost that dream. And now that space exploration is becoming more cheap, it's attainable in some way.
So what could citizen scientists actually do with a fleet of tiny satellites they can move around? Sheehan says the possibilities are wide open. They range from the practical, like helping farmers monitor soil moisture or tracking forest fires in real time, to the far out.
And in fact, that there are a number of extremely exciting places that simply haven't been explored. The moons of Jupiter are a prime example of that. There's a possibility for that life could exist on Europa. It's something that no one has actually looked at yet.
With the money they raised on Kickstarter, Sheehan and the team are finishing a workable prototype they plan to test in space by late 2014. But Sheehan warns that it could be a lot longer before amateur scientists can start driving their CubeSats around. Once the U of M team proves their thrusters actually work in space, the government gets involved. And they can place limits on how the university shares their design. But Sheehan is optimistic that with increasing public interest in DIY space exploration, these laws could change. It won't be tomorrow, but the way technology is moving, Sheehan says it's conceivable that major new discoveries about our solar system will be made by amateurs building their own spacecraft and looking for their own slice of the final frontier.
That was Stateside's John K. Wilson.